It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Little Bat Studio, and it's quarter number two, and it's Tucker's Tape, and is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We got a special deal for you from GoPSURV.com, and here it is for the first two games of the 2019 season. That's the opener versus Idaho and the second game with Buffalo. You buy an RV for either game, and you get a second one for free for the same game. That's right. You can have more people, twice as much family and fun. Go with the buy one, get one free deal, and you get a 409 Tailgate Club meal for everybody in your party. This is a great deal that runs to the end of June. I'm just saying it's Father's Day this weekend. Just putting it out there.
Good point.
Might be a good Father's Day gift for
that
Penn State
Father. It's a great Father's Day gift.
Because then he can share it with the rest of the family, and you can bring everybody in, so you're
rewarding
Dad.
Well, he'll invite you. It's like the... It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Correct.
I love gifts like that where you give it to somebody, but you really know they're gonna be like, right. Well, you got to come in the RV with me. Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Sure.
It's like you're getting yourself a gift.
I'm still fascinated by Ross's idea to get two for himself. He keeps one and stashes the family in the other one. I think that's maybe my favorite suggestion of the year so far.
Visit GoPSURV.com or reach out to Mark from GoPSURV.com directly at 1-800-519-8467 to learn more and sign up for this great deal. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. Okay, we're going to look at Ross's 2019 recruiting rankings. We did them for a series where we evaluated them 23-1. Ross had done them based on the junior tapes as he was going through watching senior tapes. We're giving him a chance to re-rank that class, and he has done so. So tell us your ups and downs and go over the list. And
yeah, I would just say I'm really glad we did it this way this year, because when I rank them based on my recollection of when I evaluated them, usually shortly after they commit. So a lot of times it is their junior year, sometimes even their sophomore year video.
Right.
And the thing is these are 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and some guys get a lot better. I wouldn't say some guys get worse, but some guys stay the same. But if you stay the same, by comparison, you will look a lot worse. So just going through, and I've seen that with kids that are still in high school now, I notice it where it's like, wow, for a sophomore – his video was awesome. For a junior, his video's not nearly as impressive. You know, I see that with certain guys. So I'm not going to go through all of them. I'll just go through the major changes, if you will. And the first major change, I guess, is the two guys I dropped quite a bit. And that was Tyler Rudolph and Taquan Roberson. You know, Tyler Rudolph I had at 7. Taquan Roberson, I had at 9. In the re-ranking, I have Roberson at 16 and Rudolph at 17. I didn't really notice improvement from Rudolph. I didn't really notice special qualities. He was not going against the greatest of competition in the Johnny Hedge Fund League, which I know people got a kick out of. So that was one. And then Roberson... I remember thinking his junior video was really pretty good.
I thought the same thing.
And then his senior video thinking, really? Like, I almost thought he looked worse. Or at least he wasn't throwing the ball with the same velocity. And maybe he was working on his touch or whatever.
Could be an injury. You never know.
And look, both these guys I still have as top 17 prospects for Penn State. But those are the guys that dropped the most. The guys that improved a decent amount, Noah Kane. Now, this is a tough one, the Noah Kane one, because I really moved him up 4 spots based on what I saw in the blue-white game, if I'm being honest.
Right.
It wasn't based on his senior video. It was based on the blue-white game. I don't even know if that counts or not, because he's a college football player now, and I moved him up based on what I saw. And really, if I had to like put money on my rankings – I would move him up even more because that's the best sample size you can get,
right?
Is what they did in an actual college contest, you know, against that level of competition. So, but I didn't want to, like, I felt like that was like cheating to move them up too much based on the blue-white game. Like, I should be doing it based on their high school evals, because it's not fair to the guys that didn't play in the blue-white
right.
game.
Right.
So, at any rate, we know what, I think I know what Noah Cain is, and I think Penn State needs somebody like that, because he is not like Ricky Slade or my heartthrob Devin Ford or any of these guys. He's not like them. He's a different back. They needed the power back, sort of the hammer back. I also just think Smith Vilbert, you know, when a guy comes totally out of nowhere and then as a senior is that good and has those kind of raw tools,
right?
Those guys have a tendency. It's like the kid from Susquehanna Township that Penn State just offered, the D-tackle, Fatorma Mulba. It's like he only played football for 2 years, but they see that raw ability.
Yep.
And he just started to flash towards – I don't even think Smith Vilbert started as a junior at St. Joe's of Montvale in North Jersey, and he got overshadowed by the Notre Dame kid on the other side. But he's a really impressive – you know, to have, like, no offers, and then he was getting, like, Alabama and Ohio State, like, all these big-time offers, that's a really good sign for him. The other guys – you know, Strange, Dunmore, Beeman, all about the same. Keaton Ellis really got a lot better. Keaton Ellis really got
high school
a lot
video,
better.
And you got a very small sample in the blue white, but the high school video was nearly jaw dropping.
Yeah, Keaton Ellis got a lot better, and I might have looked at his sophomore video because I think he committed before his junior year even started.
He was a very very early
and
commit.
He is, and that's a really good job of projection by Penn State. To see that from him and to get him to that point. Other than that, the other guys were all kind of there. I moved Caden Wallace down a couple spots, mainly just because I wanted to move Lance Dixon and Devin Ford up. I mean, mainly Caden Wallace got the shaft because he's a guard.
Numbers game.
And his video is just not as exciting as Lance Dixon running deep posts and killing people.
Offensive lineman shafted on guard. It's really troubling, Ross.
I know. So anyway, I know I'll let you reset, Andy, and then I know Bob has some questions.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, and please drink blue and light.
Yeah, so looking at Ross's re-ranks, a couple of ones that I wanted to ask him about. Obviously, I think Keaton Ellis, based upon his improvement on tape and also what the coaching staff and his teammates are saying about him throughout the winter and spring, he feels to me like a guy that in this class, when all is said and done, if he stays healthy, I think he'll be a top five player in this class. He has a chance to be that kind of a player, impacting both on defense and on special teams. But I guess I knew that Ford was going to get a little bit shove up the rankings after after that.
I just can't get over how good he is.
After the love song that Ross sang to him a couple weeks ago.
I will be shocked if he is not an outstanding player at Penn State.
You know, his high school coach said he's not Saquon Barkley, but he's a generational player in his mind.
When is the last time you watched a video of a kid who could start for Penn State at like six positions?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. I can't believe he didn't play defense as a junior. At least I didn't see it on his video. Was he playing defense as a senior for the first time? Like chasing kids down from 15 yards out and knocking them out. Like picking passes off, knocking the ball down. I mean, he is off the charts good.
His football acumen as a defensive player was almost stunning for a stud running back.
I mean, he is fantastic.
I'm looking forward to hearing what they say about him in August, because I think that they'll probably probably really be excited about him. The guy, though, that I wanted to ask Ross about is a guy that I think is a guy that could really shake up Penn State's program if what Ross sees actually translates is the quarterback, Michael Johnson. He's got him very high, and he's a guy that just kind of oozes athleticism at that position, and that's what you need really at that position as a runner and a thrower. And I'm wondering if he figures it out in a couple of years, what that could mean for the Penn State program moving forward, because he's obviously a dynamic athlete, but he's still got to pick up the nuances of the quarterback position. To me, he's a guy that if Ross is right about him, he can really change, I think, Penn State's fortunes in the future.
I think that's a well said, Bob. And I would say that if you said to the Penn State coaches, for the next 5 years, you can only have one quarterback, I think now they don't have enough of a sample size with him yet, but I think based on their skill sets and what I've seen, I think they would go with Michael Johnson.
Yeah.
I think he would be the one. You know, Will Levis has some really intriguing natural ability. Yeah. When you look at how big he is and he can run, he's got a huge arm. But Will Levis, I don't remember being wowed by Will Levis' video. I'd like to go back and see what my rankings were for his. I remember thinking, oh yeah, I can see it. But he wasn't playing in a great league. And he wasn't like, it wasn't like, wow. Right. Whereas Michael Johnson was wow. I mean, really, really impressive. So I would think he's got a really good chance to maybe be the backup sooner rather than later. You know, because they're going to have to figure that out. It'll probably be Levis this year, but then next spring is going to be a battle for that number two job in case Clifford goes down. And we'll see how well Clifford plays.
One more thing, and sign me up for the 2020 defense that's got Dixon, Smith, and Micah at linebacker with the speed and athleticism. If you see those three guys on the field at the same time, someone's in trouble on the other team.
And Bob, that is what like the Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, that's what they look like.
Like the elite
teams, they've got three dudes like that that can just run like that. It's a good point. And they'd all still be relatively young.
So I have one question I want to ask you. Beyond linebacker, which was 1-2 with Brandon Smith.
My bold prediction is Devin Ford's going to be good, Andy. That's my bold prediction.
I'll take that today. Beyond the linebackers, which clearly at 1-2 are, you know, the position that they did extremely well.
Yeah, linebacker U is back.
What position in the 19 class do you also think Penn State did a very good job of recruiting top to bottom? Position-wise, on the field, either side of the ball, just looking at it, where do you think they did their best work?
I'm going to say D-end.
Okay.
Just in the sense of Adisa Isaac, Smith Vilbert, and I'll even put Hakeem Beeman in there.
Right.
Because I think early down in distance, he might be a D-end, and then they move him inside to D-tackle for pass rush. So I'll say D-end. I think they did pretty darn well.
Okay, that'll do it. That was a good conversation. Thanks, gentlemen. That's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.